Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. An air quality advisory continues in effect statewide through noon today. This is because of unhealthy air quality due to smoke from wildfires in Ontario and northern Minnesota. The air quality index for the past 24 hours for northeast Wisconsin has reached hazardous levels. This means even those who are healthy should stay inside and reduce activity levels. A dog in Shawano County is now recovering from an animal cruelty case. The pup, which the Humane Society has named Sunny, was found in a field on the side of a road in the town of Maple Grove on Wednesday afternoon with 8 gunshot wounds, among other injuries. Sunny is a brown mixed breed dog weighing about 35 pounds and is believed to be around 8 years old. The Shawano County Sheriff's Office believes Sunny's wounds are 2 to 4 days old, which is why Sunny's caretakers are saying it's a miracle he survived since he wasn't located until Wednesday. Sunny's caretakers say he's recovering well given the amount of pain he's gone through. He's already drinking and eating, and he's even stood up a couple of times despite having a broken front leg. Sunny also already has a new forever home ready to welcome him as soon as he's healthy enough to leave specialized veterinary care. Governor Tony Evers is encouraging small businesses and nonprofits affected by severe weather that occurred across the state in April to apply for federal disaster loans through the U.S. Small Business Administration. The assistance covers 20 counties across the state, including Waupaca and Winnebago counties, which are eligible for both physical damage loans and economic inquiry disaster loans from the SBA. Additionally, small businesses and private nonprofit organizations in the 33 adjacent counties, including Calumet, Dodge, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Sheboygan, and Washera counties, are eligible for SBA Economic Inquiry Disaster Loans. To apply online, visit sba.gov/disaster. The filing deadline to return applications for physical property damage is August 31st. The deadline to return economic inquiry applications is March 30th of 2027. According to the Green Lake Association's weekly beach status update, a harmful blue-green algae bloom has been confirmed in Green Lake along the east shore, including Sunset Park Boat Launch. In addition to testing positive for toxins, association team members observed strong visual signs of a harmful algae bloom, including surface scum and streaking consistent with cyanobacteria blooms. Out of an abundance of caution, the Green Lake County Public Health Department has closed the Sunset Park for swimming and has issued an advisory for the boat launch. Blue-green algae can produce toxins that are dangerous to people, pets, and wildlife. The Ripon Public Library is bringing antique appraiser Mark Moran, guest expert from Antiques Roadshow, to Ripon on Saturday, July 25th. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
He will be doing a free appraisals at the Ripon Senior Activity Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. that day. Adult and Teen Services librarian Susie Mink says you do need to register by next Thursday by calling 920-748-6160 to have items appraised. She says there are a lot of items he will appraise, but also some things that he won't.
So just a reminder, he will not do any weapons, traps, jewelry, precious gems, Beanie Babies, coins, or paper money. So those are on his no appraisal list.
The list of acceptable and not acceptable items can be found on the library's website. Lemonade and cookies will be served during the event. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
A coordinated investigation by Fond du Lac police resulted in the recovery of 4 stolen firearms and multiple arrests. Police were investigating a series of vehicle entries and thefts throughout the city. It began with the arrest of a 16-year-old boy after police responded to a report of juveniles entering a vehicle and damaging a cell phone on July 5th. He was held in secure detention for possessing a stolen weapon. Information developed from that arrest that indicated juveniles may be involved in recent vehicle entries and thefts throughout the city. During the investigation, stolen property was recovered from an apartment in the 600 block of South Main Street in Fond du Lac, and a 19-year-old man suspected in the July 5th incidents was arrested in Winnebago County and brought back to Fond du Lac County to face charges. As the investigation continued, further information led to additional suspects and stolen property in Beaver Dam, which resulted in the arrest of a 17-year-old boy and 19-year-old woman. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office, Beaver Dam Police, and Waupun Police Department assisted in the investigation. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.